certain section of members of parliament have been pushing for a recall of parliament, and in the background of the unfortunate death of a member of parliament, Ms. Nebanda. Also, this section of the members of parliament had actually accused government of having involved or having a hand in the death of the MP, which is absolutely ridiculous. And the police have been on top of this case. Investigations have been going on. And indeed, the latest is that the boyfriend of the deceased has been extradited back to Uganda from Nairobi, where he had run away immediately after the death.
Opposition politicians are saying that this deceased member of parliament openly challenged President Museveni, and hours after that, she was dead. Are the government of being behind her death because she's a young woman? Did the government anything?
That is utterly not true. Over the years, we must remember that the NRM government has been in power for 26 years. A lot of progress has gone on in the country. But also, there have been critics. Uganda is a national democracy that allows debate. And in fact, there are about 220 radio stations in the country. And all these stations were asked to propagate government programs, but also they do criticize government in equal measure. And if we zero in the late MP who was vocal, but she wasn't the most vocal. There have been members of parliament who have been extremely vocal. Kizza Besigye has been extremely vocal against President Museveni's regime. He has been. And Kizza Besigye is live and kicking in Uganda. He has been allowed to voice his opinion in whatever fora, a radio stations, and so forth. Wouldn't he have been killed by government? Absolutely not. It is not the principle of the NRM government to kill its opponent. In fact, the NRM came to power and one of the key bases of extrajudicial killings by the past regimes. And it is sticking to that agenda. It is not for it to kill its opponent. In fact, it has been at the forefront of engaging the most vocal of the opposition and the most vocal in the country. President Museveni has himself rebutted on varying opinions of his government. He has done it on record. He has written to newspapers. He has written opinions rebutting some of the most vocal figures in Uganda. It is an emerging democracy, and it is not for it to go on and even think of exterminating some of the figures that it feels it's against its principles and ideals. Absolutely not. Therefore, people to come up and say that the late Honorable Nebanda was killed because she was vocal against the government is a nonsense.
Some of these MPs have petitioned the Speaker of Parliament to recall Parliament to look into it. What is the government's stance on this?
It is within the Constitution for them to petition Parliament or the Speaker of Parliament. And indeed, if they garner the numbers in line with the Constitution, Parliament can be recalled. That is not a problem at all. But the problem with government is the issues that they are raising, the issues of the circumstances that led to the death of the MP are already under investigations. In fact, President Museveni has already declared or called for an inquest to this death. A prominent judge in Uganda has been appointed to oversee this inquest. So it is in everybody's interest that the facts or the circumstances by which the honourable member, the late honourable member of parliament died, is established. And the President Museveni himself is supervising this process, whereas he knows that his government has been accused of murdering the MP, which is totally wrong. So is it incumbent upon all of us in government to ensure that the truth of the matter is established? But also I must add that the police investigation so far has arrested a few individuals, individuals that have been linked or have been playing a big part in the drugs trade in Uganda. And the autopsy reports, the preliminary autopsy reports that were came out from the independent investigations in the UK have so far established that, unfortunately, the MP died of a drugs overdose, or rather, substances related to cocaine, heroin, were found in the samples. So those are the preliminary reports. And indeed, the inquiry that has been established by the president will obviously divulge into the details. So we are all waiting for the final outcome of that inquiry. But unfortunately, the MPs right now are being diversionary. Their stance in as far as recalling parliament is not necessarily regarding the death of the MP, but they're zeroing in now that the executive is undermining the House, or rather Parliament, that government is disputing. It is extremely important to note that the establishment of a vibrant Parliament has been a result of the principles and policies of the NRM government. So it is defeatist for the MPs to divert attention from an area that they had made the public believe that the government is involved in the death of the MP. It is not involved in the death of MP, and the government will prove otherwise.